Track 4 and more news stories. George's Army walks for hospice charity. An inspirational Dawlish boy whose infectious smile and sense of fun brought joy to all who surrounded him has been remembered in a fundraising walk for Children's Hospice South West. George Kebble passed away in April at the age of 13 after living with a rare and life-limiting neurological condition. To honour his memory and raise money to provide care for youngsters living with life-limiting conditions, George's teaching assistant, Kerry Baker, gathered colleagues, friends and family to form the fundraising on George's behalf, known as George's Army. On Saturday, September the 13th, they walked the 18-mile Templar Way, dressed in George's favourite colour, pink. Their feat has raised £3,365 for Children's Hospice South West. Kerry cared for George while he was a pupil at Starcross Primary School. I had the absolute privilege of working with George right through his primary school journey. I feel so blessed to have had many fun moments, and we got up to plenty of mischief together. George's mum, Cheryl, who also took part in the walk, said, "It's incredibly humbling to be included in the ways others choose to remember George. We are still very much in the thick of grief, and this day brings a wave of mixed emotions, the deep ache of missing him, and the immense pride in how much he was loved by so many. There's a saying many of us hold on to, especially on tough days or when we're feeling unsure. It lifts us, grounds us, and gently reminds us to make the most of life, and that is, be more George."
MP calls for £2 bus fare cap to be restored. The government is coming under pressure to reintroduce the £2 bus fare cap as people in places like Torbay face increasing financial challenges. The Bay's Liberal Democrat MP Steve Darling told a Commons debate on public transport that restoring the £2 cap would oil the wheels of communities like Torbay, a deprived constituency where bus travel is the primary form of public transport. Up until January this year, there was a cap of £2 on any single bus fare, but the level has been raised to £3. After the debate, Mr. Darling said the opportunity of being able to jump on the bus for a decent journey for £2 is so important, and we are pushing for that to be reintroduced. Critics said that raising the cap to £3 for a single journey, £6 for return, had led people to go back to using their cars instead of public transport. Mr. Darling has also called for changes in the rules around bus passes for disabled people. At the moment, they cannot be used before 9:30 a.m. and campaigners have said that is an obstacle for people trying to get to work or school. "This is crucial," he said. "It's about making it easy for people to get to work. The Labour government has been talking about making sure that people with disabilities are in work, and one way of helping with that is clearly giving people affordable access or even free access to buses before they need to be at work. There are not many jobs where you can turn up at 10 a.m, whereas that's the reality of it if you can't start to use the bus until 9:30. The government, which provides the funds to support the bus fares cap, says it has no current plans to go back to a £2 cap. The current cap was due to finish in December this year, but has been extended to March 2027.
Dawlish Hospital MIU hit by staff shortages. Staff shortages have forced the closure of Dawlish Hospital's minor injuries unit again. The unit, based at Dawlish Community Hospital, should normally open Monday to Friday, but has suffered from staffing problems for months. Ongoing staffing challenges have forced temporary closures over the last 6 months, and this has meant many residents now believe it is unreliable. It has been closed again this week due to staff shortages, according to Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust. Devon NHS previously confirmed a wider review of minor injury services and urgent treatment centre provision across Devon is currently underway, but it was also confirmed there were no plans to close Dawlish MIU permanently. The unit, which only reopened in April last year, following campaigning by Dawlish Hospital League of Friends, is used for minor injuries such as cuts, sprains and scalds. It has been shut about a dozen times so far this year, either due to staff absence or illness. Over the last few weeks, residents have missed mixed experiences of using the unit. One said it is theoretically still open, but because of staff shortages, the hours are unpredictable. While the unit is not permanently closed, the multiple temporary closures are raising concerns. Chairman of the Friends of Dawlish Hospital, Jeff King, has said closure would be a disaster. He understands Torbay and South Devon NHS Trust now believes there is little value in nurse-led units such as a Dawlish MIU, and the preference is for doctor-led care. He said, "We told the Trust that there must be enough staff to cover training, sickness and holidays for the unit to be able to run. If it is closed some days, it reduces its reliability, as people won't use it unless they can be sure it will be open. It has not always been reliable." The hospital's MIU had been closed for more than 4 years when it finally reopened in April 2024, following a concerted campaign by the Friends and a petition which was signed by hundreds of Dawlish residents. Although currently the MIU is open Monday to Friday on an appointment basis, Mr. King says this has worked well. "The appointment system is effectively a triage, which means more serious cases are seen first, rather than have a group of people arriving as soon as it opens. It has been popular with patients with minor illnesses and injuries, and in the first 5 months after it reopened, staff treated 1,300 patients. At the time, the figures were seen as a vindication of the Friends campaign."